Few are the folks who still are alive, who remember the crash of that B-25 on the 13th of September on a foggy Friday morn. Many years ago, Coal Mountain's face was torn. The war was not long over and the boys had all come home. The year was 46 and the skies were gray like stone. A bomber crew was flying south, they'd left the north behind. Tampa was their destination, rest and warm sunshine. Cold, cold mountain, see the rain, feel the sadness, know the pain. Cold, cold mountain, stands there all alone. I think I see her weeping, I think I hear her moan. Mountain was a lonely, stark and mystic peak. From sea to sky by just 10 yards, she topped 6,000 feet. A chiseled, hardened lady with a gray and shadowy shawl. Her steep and deep north side was a sheer, hard granite wall. Five young heroes, all brave men, were that silver bomber's crew. Two sergeants, two colonels, and a major general too. To the Bristol Tower in Tennessee, they made their last known call. Before Coal Mountain claimed them, took them one and all. Cold, cold mountain, see the rain. Sadness, know the pain. Cold, cold mountain stands there all alone. Sometimes I see her weeping, sometimes I hear her moan. Many a man in Crusoe heard that bomber's sound, knew the plane was way too low, too close to the ground. They saw the windows tremble and felt the floorboards shake, wondering to themselves how many lives she'd take. From my old home in Canton Town, you could see that steep north side. And I was just an infant when the crew made their last ride. I don't remember hearing the crash that mournful day, but every time I see the peak, a haunting voice will say, cold, cold mountain, see the rain. Feel the sadness, know the pain. Remember this story the rest of your days. Story of Coal Mountain and the lives she stole away. The lives of five young heroes whose souls went home that day.